Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bobby Podcast. Today is probably the most anticipated I've ever been for an episode to release. Probably, I literally just can't wait any longer for this episode to drop, and that's because I'm joined by a very, very special guest who's been on the podcast once before back in April of 2022. I'm with Jesse Jean on today's episode of the Bobby Podcast. And Jesse joined me on this episode to talk about something that I've been kind of hinting at and kind of teasing for the past couple of weeks, past 2 or 3 weeks or so. And that is the mini course, Hungry for Recovery, that Jesse and I have been working on together over the past couple of months. This episode was actually recorded in person in out in Colorado where Jesse lives. And it was awesome to finally meet her and, you know, work on this with her together. It was awesome. One of the greatest experiences of my entire life, flying all the way across from, you know, the East Coast all the way out to Colorado to work on something that I've been so passionate about and have wanted to do for so long. And I couldn't have asked for anyone better to work on this with. And this entire episode is devoted to explaining what Hungry for Recovery is all about, what this mini course is all about. Jesse and I talk about who this is for, why we decided to collaborate on this, what Hungry for Recovery means, what you can expect to find in the mini course. Everything you need to know is found in this podcast episode, and that's why I'm so excited for this episode to finally, you know, release and be out to the public, because this was recorded, you know, a few months back, and I've just been waiting for this for so long, and I'm so glad that the time is finally here. With, you know, our first launch day being so soon, being on July 7th. And now's a perfect opportunity for you to join the waitlist if you already haven't. As like I said, our first launch day is from July 7th to July 17th. That 10-day period is our first launch period, but you can still join the waitlist now for Hungry for Recovery. That link will be in the description right below. So yeah, like I said, this entire episode is devoted to Hungry for Recovery. And also, if you don't know who Jessie is, like I said, she's been on this podcast once before. She's a certified mind and body eating coach. She helps her clients overcome binge and emotional overeating. She has a very large social media presence. She has her own podcast, the Dear Body Podcast, which I am also a guest on. You can find more about Hungry for Recovery on her podcast, which, like I said, I'm a guest on. I've been on there once before. She's great. She's the best. And I'm, like I said, I'm so blessed and grateful to be able to work on this project with her. So yeah, like I said, this entire episode will be devoted to Hungry for Recovery and what's, you know, and what it's all about. So if you'd love to learn more, I really hope you tune in, and I really hope you're strongly considering diving right into Hungry for Recovery when launch drops on July 7th. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, Jesse, welcome back to the Bobby Podcast. I think you're the second recurring guest I've ever had on here. It's been a while since you've been on here, but how you doing?
Good. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and it's crazy. We're physically in the same space. This is my
We're sitting actually very close right now. A little bit uncomfortably close to get good audio, so we hope you appreciate this.
I know, we've been having mic issues for the past like 30 minutes, so we just, yeah, we're very close right now, but it's all good. So this is my very first in-person podcast. I can't believe it, in my year and a half of podcasting.
Awesome.
I know, it's about time. Glad it's with you, Jesse.
Yeah, likewise. We've been having a good week.
Oh yeah, we've been having a great
lots
week.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah, so I flew all the way down from Connecticut all the way out to beautiful Colorado. It's snowing right now, which is interesting because it's like late April.
And you went hiking a couple days ago.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I got like every single like type of weather here. Because when I came in, it was 75 and sunny. And then it was like 50 and windy. It was cloudy. It rained. And then it snowed today. So I got like everything.
So. Yeah, I know. That's Colorado though.
Yeah, I got the full Colorado experience. But I've had a great time here.
Good. So I'm so glad.
I'm sad I'm leaving today, but it's all right. But we're here for a great reason, and that is to talk about our mini course that is launching. We've decided to collaborate together on something after being in touch for a little over a year now, knowing each other. Like I said, Jesse's been on my podcast. I've been on hers. We did it in like December of 21.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. We've known each other for a while now. So it was about time I finally came over here and met her in person. It's been awesome. So we decided to collaborate together and launch this mini course, and we're going to talk to you about it over the next, you know, however many minutes, because we're really proud of it. We just spent, you know, all week recording everything, getting everything done, And we're almost ready to launch it. So I'm really excited for it. And this course is called Hungry for Recovery. And Jesse, what would you like to share a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited that we're kind of bringing together our two different areas of expertise. You really do such a good job on your social media of sharing such motivational and inspirational content as to why recovery is worth it. And my content tends to center around tangible tips, techniques, and tools for navigating the healing journey. I've been working with clients for the last 5 years inside of the Food Freedom Online program, and I've really got a pretty big repertoire of tools and techniques that are so supportive in the healing journey. But we also need that motivation and inspiration to lean into something that often feels really, really scary. And we, you know, we've talked about this idea for quite a while, and it's cool to see it finally come to fruition. We've decided to, you know, put our heads together and bring forward something that we think is really going to help people who are afraid and they're feeling skeptical and they're not sure where to start and they're unsure if they want to dive, you know, headfirst into a full-blown recovery program or into, you know, multiple month-long program, but they're curious and they're intrigued and they want to know more and they're needing inspiration and they're needing clarity into how healing, binge, emotional overeating, body image challenges, how it all works. Because a lot of times the confusion and the shame and the fear and the overwhelm and the, I don't know if this is going to work for me and I'm terrified of spiraling out of control if I even consider recovery is what keeps so many people from taking those steps forward. And you and I know that recovery is worth it, even though it can feel really scary when you don't know how it all works and what the outcome is going to be. And so we came together and we're like, you know what, we need to help those people who aren't ready to dive headfirst in, but really just want a getting started approach and want to learn kind of the overview of how it all works and just take those first couple of steps.
Yeah, no, exactly. This is what it's all about. It's really all about just those who are looking to get started in recovery, because, you know, I know for me, at least, I know I could have needed something like this when I first started entering recovery, because, you know, recovery can be really confusing. It can be scary. It can be just everything. All you feel so many emotions when you go into it, especially if you're not going into treatment, if you're going through it by yourself, like I did.
I tried therapy. My therapist then recommended Overeaters Anonymous. I did that for a number of years. And then I went down the rabbit hole of getting really into fitness and competing in bikini competitions, thinking that was going to be the thing that would teach me discipline and heal my relationship with food, which we all know that's not the answer. So I tried, and every diet under the sun, I tried everything, lifestyle, you know, approach, you know, wellness, quote unquote wellness plan. And yeah, it all just led to a more dysfunctional relationship with food and my body image. And yeah, there's, you know, there's a ton of different approaches that may work for different individuals, and that's a beautiful thing. But this is, yeah, I could have used this too, something to just get me started in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And this is for those who are quite literally hungry for recovery. Like they are looking to recover. They want to make that change, which is like the best thing you can do for yourself. So we want to help you on that path to beginning your, you know, stage of recovery, wherever you want to go in recovery, because like we said, it's very hard to enter that state of recovery. But once you're in there, we just want to help you, you know, get that initial push. And we want to be there for you on those, you know, good and bad days of recovery. So
totally. And what we're really excited about with this is, you know, my background, I struggled for, you know, a decade with binge eating, emotional overeating, body image challenges. And as a very driven individual, somebody who was succeeding in multiple other areas of my life, I was going through college, I was doing well in college, I was, you know, I could succeed and I could apply discipline and I could overcome things. But for whatever reason, I couldn't seem to figure out this whole food thing. You know, I struggled for so long and I felt like I was constantly spinning my wheels and I wanted to feel good in my own skin and I didn't want to constantly be thinking about food and I didn't want to feel this impulsiveness and I didn't want to feel like I intellectually knew that I wanted to eat balanced and I wanted to have this normal, healthy relationship with food. But this impulsiveness inside of me would drive me to do these things that felt very much so outside of my control. And then it would leave me feeling guilt and shame and overwhelm. And I just was shrinking into this place of isolation. And I know, you know, it can feel so intimidating and so scary to get started. And it can feel like a lot when, you know, you're hearing about these different programs and plans that are, you know, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, it can seem like, wow, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And so what we decided to do was we thought, you know, if we were back in that position where we were just getting started, what would feel manageable? What would feel like, you know what, I can give this a try. I can dip my toes in and I can see what this is all about and then decide if it's for me. And so we decided 23 days, we are going to break it down into bite-sized pieces for the individuals that are interested in just getting started and kind of laying that foundation. So we're super excited. It's this little mini course where you go through it every single day. I'm going to create a video for you. Bobby's creating a video for you. And it's so cool because each day you'll receive an educational, tangible tool technique. It's going to be interactive, a video from me that's going to help you actually apply a tool and technique for your healing journey to help you conquer the binge, emotional overeating, understand a little bit of nervous system regulation. And again, we're scratching the surface here. You know, it's impossible to, you know, healing doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in 23 days, but this is going to be such a cool jumpstart. And then the video that you'll receive each day from Bobby is going to be this really cool motivational reason to recover video. So each day, you get these two bite-sized videos, a little bit of integration work so you can apply a technique and a tool. And it's just going to start to create, our hope is that it creates so much excitement and so much motivation and so much clarity that you're like, you know what? I actually do know the next steps to take instead of feeling like you're wandering and going in circles and spinning your wheels.
Yeah. And all these videos, these tips, these reasons to recover, they'll all be here for you after those 23 days as well. Correct. Because like Jesse said, you can't recover in 23 days. That just feels virtually impossible. And that's just not, you can't speed up a process like that. You have to take all the good days and all the bad days, you know, just one day at a time. So after these 23 days are over, these reasons to recover, these tips, all of these, you know, this education Jesse's sharing, the reasons to recover that I'm sharing, if you're having a really shitty day in recovery and you're just feeling like, all right, you know what, having a really shitty day, let me go rewatch one of these videos to kind of get that, kind of like relight that fire inside of you to continue on in recovery. Whether that reason, because, you know, for example, one of the reasons, these reasons could be really small, really big. Like, for example, one of the small ones is like, you know, you and your friends, you should recover so you and your friends can go on a drive-through trip at 2 a.m. to McDonald's or wherever. Or it can be something as big as you just have more energy, you have better relationships, better sleep. So like I go over in detail every single one of these reasons for every single day of this, you know, 23-day period. And so after these 23 days are over, like I said, if you're having just a bad day or a bad stretch, you can go back to these videos and you can kind of just remind yourself, okay, this is why I'm doing this. I made the right choice because you absolutely made the right choice to recover. And that's why, you know, we feel these videos are just going to be so important and so helpful and they're so needed.
So inspiring. I think it's really going to light a fire in you that recovery is worth it. It's worth leaning into the fear because my goal is that when you come to the end of this, we're hoping that you're going to feel less confusion, less fear, less skepticism about the healing journey and more excitement about leaning into it. Because the really cool thing about healing from disordered eating and body image challenges is that although it seems scary, it's really fucking exciting to not be dealing with these things anymore. And we're here to show you that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. I've had the privilege and the honor over the last 5 years of my career to work with over 1,500 individuals through my signature program. And everybody comes in scared. You're not alone if you're afraid. Everybody comes into the healing journey scared. And what's so cool is to see these light bulb moments and to see people go, oh my gosh, this is why you lean in, you know, to wake up and not have food or your weight or body image or insecurity be the first thing on your mind, to be able to go throughout your day without obsessing about calories and macro tracking and, you know, thinking about how hard you have to work out to make up for what you ate, to be able to have peace and ease and effortlessness in your relationship with food is amazing. And you're not broken. And I think the struggles with food and body image make us feel like we're broken because guaranteed, if you're listening to Bobby's podcast, if you're following him on social media, guaranteed you've tried already to stop these undesired behaviors with food. We know that you're trying and it's not that you're broken. It's not that you're weak-willed. It's that you might be missing some puzzle pieces to, you know, of this equation, some pieces of this equation. And so it's causing you to feel lost like I was and confused and afraid. And we're here to hopefully alleviate those feelings.
Yeah, 100%. And on top of these videos, we have a little interactive piece as well, right?
Yeah.
For part of Jesse's piece of it.
Absolutely. If you have seen any of my work on social media, any of the things that I've posted, some of you have, I've had a number of different videos, especially when I talk about things like nervous system regulation. I've had some of these videos pop off and go viral because it seems a little out there. It seems a little bizarre. I might be doing what's known as a body-oriented technique. I'm sure that you've heard a lot about mindset work. You've probably heard, if you've entered the world of trying to heal your relationship with food, you may have heard the term intuitive eating and, you know, read a little bit about the 10 principles of intuitive eating and understood some mindset work, which is all very important. But a lot of times, one of the missing puzzle pieces to healing is body-oriented techniques and supporting the nervous system. And I always say, no amount of mindset work is going to take care of or heal a dysregulated nervous system. And our nervous system impacts our behaviors with food. And so it's so important that we also focus on supporting our nervous system, supporting our physical body, because guaranteed, if you're struggling with impulsiveness with food, it's not just in your head. You might think about food and what happens? Your mouth begins to water. You feel your heart rate elevating. You start to feel a physical impulse, a physical drive to go do things with food that might be outside of biological hunger. And so we have to understand that the struggles with food aren't just mental. They are also physical in nature. And we need to support both our mental well-being as well as our physical well-being through things like somatic techniques and nervous system regulation techniques. So to my point about these videos that have popped off and gone viral on social media is, you know, you might see me shaking. You might see me dunking my face in a bowl of ice water and be like, this girl has absolutely lost her mind. What the hell is wrong with her? And the reality is not a lot of people understand how the nervous system works. But when we support the nervous system, it's incredible the momentum that we begin to create in healing our relationship with food and regulating our emotions and being able to have the mindset work actually work and take root. And so you are going to get some of these interactive techniques. You're going to learn why nervous system regulation is often the missing link. And you're going to learn some powerful techniques. You're also going to learn, you know, kind of what the fuck went wrong in this whole food and body thing, why you can't stop thinking about food and body image. You're going to learn the three most important steps to start your food freedom and body image journey, how to break free of self-sabotage, the binge restrict cycle by overcoming some of your biggest fear foods, how to stop losing your shit on sugar, because sugar is amazing. It's good, but it's not good when you feel like you can't have it in a balanced manner and you lose control on it. It's really frustrating at that point. So you're going to learn a ton of things in this process, and it's just going to be bite-sized for you. So it's going to be really manageable. 23 days. It's going to be a launch pad for you getting started.
All right. So thank you, Jesse, for explaining the majority of everything that's going on with this Hungry for Recovery mini course. We're so excited to launch very, very soon. And just generally speaking, this is a very huge goal of mine for me personally this year. At the beginning of the year, when I was writing down my New Year's, I guess, resolutions, I don't know if I'd call them resolutions, but just my goals for the year, number one at the top of the list of my Google Doc was create something bigger that's bigger than my social media platforms. Because in my head, like I've been on social media for 3 years now, sharing my experience in, you know, recovery through TikToks, Instagram Reels, this podcast, and I've loved every single second of it. It's been truly incredible. I'm so grateful for this platform, my experiences, and, you know, being able to do things like meet with Jesse and create something like this. But I know there's only so much I can fit into a, you know, 15-second TikTok or a 15-second Instagram Reel or a YouTube short. And I've, you know, dabbled in like longer form content, speaking about recovery within this podcast, but I still wanted to kind of take that next step. And that's why, you know, me and Jesse kind of came together and the timing just felt right. We really wanted to utilize our platforms to the best of our ability and help as many people as possible, because that's always been my number one priority with this, is just helping people, because I know how fucking terrible dealing with disordered eating, or, you know, if you've been diagnosed with an eating disorder, how much that shit sucks. You're dealing with body image issues, obsession with the scale, just everything. It fucking sucks. So, and like I said, there's only so much you can fit into a certain TikTok or Instagram Reel. So I really, really, really wanted to create something that can be everlasting and can outlast things like, you know, social media, because, you know, social media can be gone at any moment. You know, I mean, we see now TikTok might get fucking banned, which still waiting to hear on that. But I mean, so I really, really, really wanted to create something bigger. And like I said, the timing felt right. Jesse is just like the perfect person to do this with. She's been doing this for over a decade now. So that was my motivation behind it. Jesse, what's your motivation behind all this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I was deep in my struggles with binge, emotional overeating, and body image challenges, I really felt alone and I was afraid and I was scared and I didn't know where to turn. And that was my initial motivation for even pursuing healing was my hope of one day becoming a mom. And I couldn't imagine potentially passing down the struggles with food onto my future children. And so that motivated me to take action because I came from a household where there was addicts. And I remember how hard that was to grow up in, and navigating that was super challenging. And I knew that if I wasn't going to be the one to do the hard work, to lean into my fears, that, you know, generational pain just gets passed down. So I was moved to do this, and now I'm pregnant. So it feels very like full circle for me. Yeah. So I'm very excited. I feel, you know, going into this next season of my life, becoming a parent, becoming a mom, it's just cool to know that I did the work so many years ago and that I'm going to be able to raise a child, hopefully, that has a very healthy relationship with food in their body, because they're going to see that within me. That's my hope anyways. But my motivation specifically to do this mini course, Hungry for Recovery, was I know that so many individuals are just terrified and they're sinking and drowning in shame, and they're, you know, listening to things on the internet and they don't know where to turn and they don't know who to trust. And I totally respect that, because there's a lot of people on the internet and it's scary. Who do you trust? Who's even real anymore with AI? No, you know, seriously. Like, that's so scary. And so I guess my motivation is, you know, I think about younger Jesse. I think about my former self, who is really, really afraid and really scared. And I know that there's individuals who are watching me on social media and listening to my podcast, and they're not sure if they're ready to start, or maybe they can't afford, you know, a full blown deep dive. You know, my Food Freedom Online program is just not feasible yet in their life. And I want there to be resources and options to get started so you can stop feeling confused. And so my motivation was to provide a resource that could change the lives of thousands of people and help them have clarity in what the heck they're dealing with and how to get started in this process. So I'm so excited to see it come into fruition, to see the lives that it's going to impact. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's really easy to doubt and to feel skeptical. And so, you know, why should you trust Bobby and I, that we know maybe a thing or two about conquering these challenges? Well, we've both conquered our own challenges. And of course, that doesn't qualify us in and of itself to help other people, but we have navigated them ourselves. And, you know, neither of us are medical or mental health professionals. Very important to understand that. But I did go back and receive my credentials, my coaching certification from the Institute for the Psychology of Eating many, many years ago. And so for the last 5 years, I have worked in the field and I've helped over 1,500 individuals personally through my signature 4-month program. And so I've worked in the field for a very long time. And when you do that, you see patterns. I've gotten to collaborate with incredible people like Evelyn Triboli, the author and creator of Intuitive Eating. I've got to collaborate with so many really cool people, Lindsay and Lexi Kite, PhD holders, and the author of More Than a Body. I've had the opportunity to collaborate with some really incredible people in the industry and develop a program that has a really beautiful reputation that I'm so proud of, and that's had the opportunity to help thousands of individuals conquer binge and emotional overeating for good. And my approach is definitely holistic. I focus on, obviously, intuitive eating, and I focus on body image and building body image resilience, as well as the missing link that so many don't talk about, which is things like nervous system regulation and somatic healing. And I also care very much so about feeling good in my own skin. And I know that so many of you care about that as well. So when you come into anything that I put out in the world, know that your goals, whether that's fitness goals or whatever goals you have for yourself, they are respected. And I'm a non-judgmental person. Bobby's non-judgmental. We're here to, you know, give back to the community what we have to give back. So we do know a thing or two about conquering these challenges, and we think that you'll find a lot of hope and a lot of resource and a lot of tools and techniques in this mini course.
Oh, 100%. I'm obviously not nearly as credentialed as Jesse. She's just on a whole different pedestal than I am. But
stop it. I mean, you're just – okay. Well, first of all, I'm like 12 years older than Bobby, so I've been around a little bit longer. I've lived a whole other decade than you. So it's just a matter of time. If I was of Bobby's mindset when I was your age, man, I would be a lot further in life. So it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, let's hope so. Cause I feel really lost at times. So I mean, hey, let's hope so.
You know, 10 years later, you still will. Yeah. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I go through my, you know, monthly quarter life crisis. Like, ever since I finished school, like I don't have any school to do anymore. So I graduated with nutrition. That's my like clear cut credential right there.
That's amazing.
Oh yeah, my bachelor's in nutrition. Yeah. But ever since I finished school, I was just like, I'm trying to find my passion, my mission, and this mm-hmm. is what this is for me right now. Mm-hmm. This is Hungry for Recovery. This is really what my mission and goal has been since the year started. Like I said, I really, really wanted to just take that next step and take that next jump and continue to help as many people as humanly possible. Especially, I still love to just be, you know, a driving force in recovery advocates for guys, especially just because there's still not nearly enough outreach or awareness for, you know, males who are battling with disordered eating or body image issues. It's just, you don't really talk about it enough. I'm still doing my best, and I know it has made a difference, which is really awesome. And I, you know, can't thank everyone enough who like watches my content and shit and like feels that change and feels the difference. It means everything to me. But I really just, I know that this has the potential to do really, really well and be able to help out so many different people. And I'm just extremely, extremely excited for this to get going. So,
And I do, one of the reasons I was super intrigued by Bobby is, you know, I knew that he was new in the eating disorder or disordered eating recovery space. And, you know, I had never seen a male speak so openly about their challenges with food and body image. And, you know, unfortunately, this is a struggle that affects all genders, all different types of people, all different backgrounds. It doesn't discriminate. And so I was really excited to see somebody, because representation matters, and to see you talk about it and be so open about it. I knew it was having an impact, because while women tend to be more open and more willing to discuss these things, like I said, it doesn't discriminate. And there are many men and all different genders who are struggling with this. So having that representation is super, super important. And so, you know, I saw that and I was intrigued and I was inspired that you were willing to do that. So I'm excited for what we're bringing into the world. And I think it's really cool. And I'm also really proud of you for being, you know, just graduating college and just going for your dreams. You're going to accomplish a lot. Like I said, if I was of the mindset that you are when I was your age, I would be probably in a different spot. But, you know, we all go through our own struggles and challenges and journeys to get where we're at. But yeah, you have a really bright future ahead, and it's been an honor to collaborate.
Too kind, Jesse. This has been one of the best weeks of my life being out here. Like, seriously, it's you and Hung are just two of the nicest people, the greatest people I've ever met in my life. So,
and that's my husband's name. Yeah. And yes, you can laugh, because when he was in high school, he came over from Vietnam, and he didn't know why that was funny, because you know, he didn't get it. Yeah. And his American friends told him, "Hey, you should go up to those girls and you should say hi. I'm Hung. Hung like a horse." And he's like, "Hung like a horse." He didn't get it, yeah. Right? He didn't get it. So to this day, he'll laugh brutal. About it. Yeah, oh brutal. God, brutal. Yeah. Oh, that's
hilarious. But before we get out of here, I just, you mentioned to me yesterday, like, you had the perfect analogy for this, the map analogy.
Oh, yes.
I feel like the people just need to hear this. Okay. It's just like, this is like the clear-cut representation of what Hungry for Recovery is all about.
So yes. Okay. So when I was, this is what it feels like, what it felt like for me when I was struggling in my challenges. I felt like I was wandering. I felt lost. I was ashamed. I was confused. I was afraid. I didn't know where I was going, but I wanted to get somewhere. I was trying. I tried therapy. I tried Overeaters Anonymous. I tried every diet under the sun to find my balance, to find freedom with food, to not be neurotic with food, to not be impulsive with food, just to have a normal freaking relationship with food. I was trying. And I felt broken. I felt lost. I felt confused. And I felt like healing. When I thought about recovery, when I thought about finding freedom, it felt like I was standing at the bottom of Mount Everest and I was about to have to climb Mount Everest. Like, it felt such an insurmountable task, because I had tried so many things and it didn't work. Well, here's the reality. And this is what I tell every individual I'm privileged to coach and to work with. I say, look, it's actually not the location, the destination you're trying to get to is not as far away as it feels right now. Imagine you get plopped in a new city and there's no technology. You don't have a map. You don't have your GPS and you're trying to get to some location that's like 20 minutes across town, but you've never been to this city and you don't have internet and you don't have a map. And so you wander and you wander and you wander and you're asking people who also don't know where the heck they're going and they're pointing you in one direction and another direction. And you stumble across diet culture and diet culture is like, oh, I've got the answers. And diet culture convinces us that it has the answers to our questions. And it gets us all spun around, turned around backwards with a more dysfunctional relationship with food in our body than we had to start. And what we're about to do with Hungry for Recovery is we're going to give you the map. We're going to give you the GPS and you're going to have a clear path of like, okay, now I know where I'm going. And you're not going to get to that destination of total ease and total freedom and total balance and total peace with your body and total effortlessness with food in 23 days. I wish I had a magic pill that I could make that happen for you. It takes longer than that, but you're going to have the map and you're going to have the GPS and you're going to stop wandering. It's like, okay, I get it. I see the direction I need to go. And now I actually know that I'm taking one step and I'm putting it in front of the other and I'm in momentum. And when you start to feel that, it gets exciting because now you're not lost. Now you're making progress.
No, it's the perfect encapsulation of what Hungry for Recovery is all about. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add about anything Hungry for Recovery related?
You know, there's not. It's a passion project for us. It's cool that we've gotten to collaborate. We hope that you absolutely love it. We hope that it inspires you to lean further into recovery. And one of the things that Bobby and I were talking about in the name, we were like, what do we name this little mini course? We want to make sure that, you know, that we don't come off like diet culture where it's like, oh, 23 days and you know, you're going to lose 70 pounds, whatever, you know, we want to be straight shooters and we want you to know that the healing journey doesn't happen overnight or in 23 days, but we're so excited for you to feel momentum and feel like you've laid a really strong foundation and that you get it. And so this isn't the cure all, this isn't the fix all. This is the, I'm going to lay a foundation. I'm going to have clarity. I'm going to feel really excited by all these reasons to recover. I'm going to be inspired that I know where the heck I'm going and what's next. So, you know, that's really what it's about. We hope that you'll join us. And we know that those of you who decide to take a leap are going to have a phenomenal experience and a lot of clarity will be gained. And when you feel clear, you feel excited and you feel motivated to move forward.
Perfectly well said. So that's, you know, that's what we're all about. This is what Hungry for Recovery is all about. We really hope that you can join us upon this, you know, 23-day journey. And like I said, this goes well beyond those 23 days because that's just how recovery is. You have to take the good and the bad days with recovery, the ups and downs, ebbs and flows, everything that goes along with it. But we are here for you for these 23 days and obviously well beyond those. Jesse, thank you again for joining me. Always a pleasure. And we're really excited for this to finally get going. And, you know, we really appreciate you taking a chance on us. And we really hope that, you know, you really enjoy Hungry for Recovery. Cool. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bobby Podcast. If you found this episode relatable, if you resonated with it in any way, if it made you feel less alone, that's truly amazing. That's incredible. Because that's the goal of this podcast. I really want to make and help others feel less alone, whatever they're going through, because this stuff is tough, you know, like ED recovery is tough and I never want anyone to feel alone in this because I know there were times I felt alone. So I never want anyone to feel alone. So if you found this episode enjoyable, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Check out my TikToks. I will leave all those links in the description. I really appreciate you listening. You're all the best. Have a great rest of your day.